Ramding Sky Cave. Namo Guru. Jetsun Milarepa himself, Ray Chungpa, Drigon Repa, and some other of the Jetsun's close students once gathered together at Ramding Sky Cave. Ray Chungpa and Drigon Repa kept debating over and over about the view and meditation of Naropa and Maitripa. The Jetsun said to them, "Listen to this song and then have your discussion."
To be free from conventional terms is such a joy. The Lord Guru's been so kind of us.
Rest in glory and power.
listening to Milarepa's song, all the students cut through their doubts. Milarepa then said to Rechungpa, "If you want to practice Dharma from the heart, this is what you need." And he sang the song of realization.
My student's son, awareness holder, now listen to my song. If you want to practice Dharma, these are the things you'll need. He's the one who is the source of all good qualities you have. He's the essence of the Buddhas of all three kinds. You need confidence of Dharma. Is the Dharma Kaya.
Students gained extraordinary certainty. Then Milarepa's students from Nyanang asked if they could host Rechungpa in their homes and make him offerings. Milarepa gave Rechungpa permission to go with them for 2 weeks, and so he went. The other Repas went off to beg for alms. At that time, Zise, Kujuk, and Milarepa's other benefactors from Trin, along with some of his female students, came to meet their master. When they arrived, they saw the Jetson sitting with his mane adornment, relaxedly hanging out. The other women did not have the courage to approach any closer, so Zize went and placed some clothes on Milarepa's body, and then the rest of the students gathered before him. The students said, Jetson-Law, when you so relaxedly display your main ornament like that, it embarrasses us worldly people. If you would be just a little more discreet, that would be so compassionate of you. The Jetson ripped off his clothes, stood up bare naked, and sang this Vajra song. Finished singing, his students venerated him with wonderful offerings and praise, and then departed. Meanwhile, although Rechungpa did not spend more than one night in each student's home, he still stayed away for more than 2 weeks in Yanang. When he finally returned to Milarepa's cave and tried to enter, the Jetson pushed the door shut from the inside and would not let him in. Rechungpa thought, "The Jetson is not pleased that I have been gone for so long." And he offered his guru this song.
In the native state of Dhamma, there is no rest.
From behind the door, the Jetson answered with this song of realization.
There is no other Buddha apart from your own mind. There is no faster path to travel than Nayanprana. There is no friend who can protect you like the three jewels do. There's no experience that's better than bliss emptiness. No one's kindness is a match for the kindness of the Lord. Everyone has devotion to him, they hold him on their crown. Put his instructions into practice unmistakably, and you'll find that in your bloodstream you have certainty. And when you find realization is shining from within, that's a sign the teachings of the lineage have hit their mark in you. When you have cut through all of your doubts and done this for yourself, then all of a sudden you'll be so confident to see you're doing well. When you have pure love in your heart going out to everyone, that's when you'll hold all sentient beings in your great compassion. And when you see your Father Guru as Buddha himself, then naturally waves of his blessings will flow right into you. This has been a song of couplets, and now that it's done, have you understood its meaning? Think carefully, my son. And if you've understood what I've sung, then this was a Dhamma song. If not, it was just a little ditty where my voice went up and down. Rechung son, how are you doing? Are you feeling well? Your old man feels so fantastic, I'm as happy as can be. I'm as happy as can be. I'm as happy as can be.
After finishing this song, Milarepa opened the door. Once Rechungpa had come inside the cave, Milarepa said to him, I was just joking with you. You are still plagued by huge appearances of the eight worldly dharmas. You need to be able to give up those and meditate in the mountains. And he sang Rechungpa this Vajra song.
The mighty Lama's blessings live here in the mountains. Please grant your blessings that here in the mountains I will stay. Fortunate Rechungpa, my Lord, our spirits brought you here. Now listen to these words I sing with your mind sharp and clear. When you are in the mountains in solitary retreat, don't think about the worldly things your family told you to do. For if you do, like zombies, your old enemies will come back to haunt you. When you do your practice in the presence of a guru, don't hope for a reward for all the good things that you do. For if you do, your bad conduct will be like a huge army fighting you. When giving pains of torment to the spirits of the land, don't be a miser, don't keep any of it for yourself. For if you do, in your next life you'll find that you've become a spirit too. When free of distractions you're concentrating your mind, that is not the time you should be meeting with your friends. For if you do, your Dharma friends will make your practice fly away from you. When practice as you become a hungry ghost. And practicing the methods of the whisper lineage, don't think about your studies like some intellectual. For if you do, you'll follow a mistaken path because you miss what's true. When staying in the mountains in a place of solitude, don't think of going somewhere or of things you have to do. For if you do, negative thoughts will quickly fill your mind up through and through. My son, hard work courage is what makes your practice good. So in hard times be strong and you'll be suffering behind. My son, we are related to each other by our prayers. I pray in you be born your father's realization. May you soon realize, son, in your own experience, that everything appearing is the Dharma.
Milarepa's Vajra song, Raychumba came to see his own faults clearly. He prostrated to the Jetson and offered him this song in return.
Through my father, Guru's kindness, I practice true Dharma. Though I miss my loving parents, I said goodbye to them.
Raychumba finished singing, the Jetson gave him many teachings and advice, and Raychumba's realization increased tremendously. Then the people of Nyanung came and invited the Jetson and his heart son to the cave of Drupuk. So ends the story of Ramding Sky Cave.